Okay, y'all. You know how sometimes you say, I've officially seen it all? Tonight, I have officially read it all. Us Magazine has an exclusive on Tom Sandoval of Scandoval himself. And Tom Sandoval filed a lawsuit against ex-girlfriend of nearly a decade, ex but girlfriend of nearly a decade, Miss Ariana Maddox, aka current host of Love Island USA. He is suing Ariana for accessing explicit videos of Rachel Raquel Levis on his cell phone without his quote unquote or quote authorization. So Sandoval is claiming that Maddox obtained access to his phone on March 1st, 2023, and reviewed videos of him and his home-wrecking mistress hoe, Rachel, without his authorization or possession. Of course, I am the one who's calling Rachel a home-wrecking mistress hoe. Sandoval alleges that Maddox, quote, made copies of the video and distributed it to, quote, Levis and third parties against his authority. Maddox's attorney, Jordan Sussman, responded to Sandoval's claims, saying, quote, it is abhorrent that Tom Sandoval continues to torment Miss Maddox. From engaging in an illicit affair that shattered her home and stability to months of emotional warfare, and now this attempt to further shirk personal responsibility for the effects his actions have had on her and her emotional well-being? Tom Sandoval knows full well what sort of privileges he and Miss Maddox shared in regard to their personal communication devices. If he or his mistress had their way, it would be illegal for someone to discover their spouse or significant other was having an affair. For Mr. Sandoval to go from begging Miss Maddox for forgiveness to blaming her for his wrongdoing speaks for itself. Even months after the New York Times branded Mr. Sandoval, quote, the most hated man in America, he has clearly learned nothing and believes it necessary to continue torturing Miss Maddox in a vain effort to rehabilitate his image. Miss Maddox is confident that a jury will see through this latest ploy and dismiss his frivolous claims. End quote. Sandoval's lawsuit against Maddox comes after Rachel filed her own lawsuit against the exes on February 29th, accusing them of eavesdropping, revenge porn, and an invasion of privacy. Sandoval later countersued Levis in April, claiming that her filing was a thinly veiled attempt to extend Rachel's fame and to rebrand herself as the victim. Later that month, Sandoval requested that Rachel's lawsuit against him and Maddox be dismissed or amended. Maddox, meanwhile, filed her own countersuit against Rachel days later, claiming that Rachel was seeking to punish and blame Miss Maddox for the negative reaction she received as a result of her affair. Sandoval and Maddox's legal dramas extend to the shared home they're currently battling over. Last month, Us Magazine reported that the pair must settle their situation via private mediation, or they will go to trial starting February 17th, 2026. Okay. Let me scroll to the top. So Tom is claiming that Ariana looked at his phone without his authorization or permission, and that she made copies of the video of Rachel masturbating and that Rachel and sent it to Rachel and other people. Ariana's attorney is saying that He basically is being really reckless when it comes to, Tom is being really reckless when it comes to Ariana's emotional well-being, and that Tom knows full well, quote, full well, what sort of privileges he and Miss Maddox shared in regard to their personal communication devices. And I think I remember on the show it being said that on Vanderpump Rules, I think Ariana and Tom were both in agreement that she had his passwords, she could go through his phone at any time, and I think she would do that, but Tom was very discreet and he had his communications with Rachel like kind of tucked away. Apparently a lot of people are like hiding apps and hiding things in folders. Like I've been hearing in recent months that when people are cheating, they hide their dirt in folders and like nobody, like they just basically know how to hide it so that even if you're going through their phone, you're not going to find it because you're not going to be looking in some random ass place. So that's what Ariana's lawyer is trying to say. Ariana's lawyer is trying to basically say like, look, Tom knows that Ariana was able to access his phone and get all up in his phone. And Ariana's lawyer is saying that, you know, basically, Rachel and Tom are trying to act like it should be illegal for someone to discover that their partner is cheating. When he talks about, when Ariana's lawyer talks about Tom begging Ariana for forgiveness in the season finale, or sorry, in the reunion for last season of Vanderpump Rules, Sandoval said that Rachel should not have sued Ariana and that it's like Rachel has no soul for suing Ariana. So then what the fuck is Tom doing? What is he doing? If Rachel has no soul for suing Ariana, then Tom, what does that make you? And as Ariana's lawyer pointed out, he's already been branded the most hated man in America. What does he think this is doing for his public image? So Ariana was cheated on after investing nearly a decade with Tom Sandoval. And one of the most egregious parts of this affair story, or facts about this affair story, is that Tom was willing to straight up contaminate her frozen eggs by having his sperm fertilize her eggs. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how. I mean, he didn't go through with it because he refused to stop drinking long enough to have better sperm. But how do you even want to do that when you're out there sleeping with someone else? Like, all right. Where is this coming from? Where is this lawsuit coming from? Is this Tom being extremely broke because he pays his like 13 man band a grand a day, Tom Sandoval and the most extras? Is this coming from his doomed relationship with a woman who is jealous, territorial, possessive, and allegedly always drunk or on drugs, allegedly, according to Billy Lee? Is this her idea? Remember, Tom is dating a woman who dated Leonardo DiCaprio. She couldn't pull the same stunts with Leonardo that she's pulling with Tom. So I don't understand what's going on with like Tom being such an alleged doormat, but that's neither here nor there. Why did he file this lawsuit if he was weeping for forgiveness and everybody who saw the reunion felt like there was an aha moment where Tom Sandoval grasped what he did and that he was genuinely sorry when he was like, Ariana, you know me, and blah, blah, blah. What is this lawsuit about? Yes, Ariana is thriving as she should. That's the type of society we live in, where sometimes something happens to someone and they catapult to A-list fame, or they catapult to making a lot of money and becoming a public figure. She's no exception. Like, it's not every day that we could see someone cheating on their partner right in front of their face so that we can decode all the little hints and signs. Like, Scandoval was one of the biggest events to or in reality TV history. And Ariana is the likable one and actually the good-looking one out of all three of them, out of Rachel, Tom Sandoval, and Ariana. And Us Weekly really did Ariana dirty. They had a photo of Ariana where she has mad wrinkles around her eyes. Her makeup is all caked, and it looks like she broke out. Like, they did not have to do her like that. But regardless, like, the public chose who they want to champion in this story. And it's the woman who invested 9 years of her life into a fuckboy. And now said fuckboy is what? Trying to put the nail in the coffin as the most hated man in America? I really don't understand why Sandoval would want to assassinate his character in this fashion. I don't get it. And I also don't understand why he's taking whatever money he has left and spending it on legal fees. Can you imagine being cheated on the way that Ariana was, and your ex's mistress is suing you and your ex is suing you? Those are two separate lawsuits with two separate legal fees. And then when you think about it, Ariana has a third lawsuit because she wants to sell the house she bought with Tom. Tom doesn't want to sell the house because he doesn't have money to get a similar property, I assume, allegedly. So he wants to stay put, and he initially wanted to stay in the house to live in it with Rachel. That's so obvious. And the moment Rachel dumped him, then all of a sudden he wanted to sell the house and changed his mind. How the hell is the selling of Ariana filing a lawsuit to force the sale of their house? How the hell is the trial date for that February 17th, 2026? What's going on? The only reason I could come up with why their court date is so far from now is because LA has a crazy ass backlog when it comes to lawsuits. But it's gotten, like, just when you thought that we could all move on from Scandoval, just when you thought, like, Ariana has suffered enough, she has to deal with Rachel's lawsuit, here comes Tom to hit her upside the head with his frivolous, baseless, dumbass lawsuit. And you want to know the sad part about this? As much as I call it frivolous and baseless, he might have a case. He might be able to prove what he's alleging. And I do think that Ariana's text messages and shit is gonna have to be sifted through as part of his fucking lawsuit. The bitch needs to throw her phone in the motherfucking ocean, but I'm guessing all that shit is in the cloud with her carrier. But I am so, so disappointed. And the reason why people should care, you don't got to watch Vanderpump Rules. You don't have to hear about Scandoval or know about Scandoval or any of the parties in this lawsuit. This is terrifying because this lawsuit could easily set a precedent for what happens when you find out your partner is cheating. Because as far as I know, everybody who finds out their partner is cheating through their phone takes screenshots or takes pictures of the phone. They have to have hard evidence because their partner is going to deny it. They have to be able to present the truth to their partner. But what this lawsuit, a lot right alongside with Rachel's lawsuit, the precedent that it's setting is that you can be committing a crime if you collect evidence that your partner is cheating on you. I don't know. I'm disappointed. I don't know why Ariana has to be this like ongoing victim. Why is she not allowed to move on? It's one thing for Rachel to do this, but for the man you were sleeping with for a decade almost to do this? And right when Ariana has had one of the biggest glow-ups in reality TV history. And this is what she has to deal with? Does Sandoval not understand that everybody's gonna hate him? Like, if he was the most hated man in America before, does he understand that everything is a million times worse now? I hope Ariana's fans get. Are very vocal about their disapproval of this lawsuit. Get this man fired from TomTom. Get this man released from Sandy and Schwartz. And get this man the fuck off of Vanderpump Rules. Bravo and Vanderpump Rules producers, they have a decision to make. And you already know where I'm going with this. Guess what that decision is? That decision is, are they going to keep Sandoval or Ariana? Because there ain't no way Ariana is returning if she has to film anything with Sandoval, if she thinks that she might have to be in the same room as Sandoval. So they got to pick. And the only obvious choice is Ariana, fan favorite, loved on a global scale, gorgeous, talented, has a glow up, right about to start performing on Chicago again. You want to pick the person that everybody champions, or do you want to pick the person everyone hates? If they're smart, they're going to choose Ariana, especially because they could be featuring something about her and talking about the sandwich shop, something about her. And I am dying to go to that dumbass, not dumbass, but I'm dying to go to that sandwich shop. I haven't set aside the time yet, but I know I want to get like five sandwiches at minimum. Maybe that's part of why I haven't gone yet, because I don't know how many pounds I'm gonna gain by going to something about her, but I'm so horrified, disgusted, bothered. This is traumatic. To go through Scandoval was traumatic and it hasn't ended and it's not ending anytime soon if Ariana's trial to sell her house begins in February of 2026. Let me tell you something. If there's anything I hope people have learned from Scandoval, do not buy a house with your partner. Don't do it. Because I'm wondering if this would be a lot more cut and dry had they gotten married. And then, like, they would have to sell and split shit down the middle or some bullshit. Like, whatever this is, it's not cute. It's sad. Ariana is someone who struggles with depression. What do y'all think this is gonna do to her mental health? As if what she went through wasn't hard enough. And as if Rachel's lawsuit wasn't savage enough. You got this broke ass, greasy ass, feminine ass, nail polish, loving, wearing idiot. You can tell, like, 80% of the lights are off upstairs with Tom Sandoval. You got this idiot suing Ariana. Let me tell you something. No one needs to follow this blueprint, okay? If you cheat on someone, keep it moving. I don't want this to inspire anyone. Like, you know what I should do? Sue my ex. Lord. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm gonna put this shit out. It is 12:26 a.m. Love you guys. Bye-bye.